Yes, sir.
Why did you have to yell?
Because I always gotta yell. Somebody gotta bring some energy in, right?
Oh God.
Yeah, it's gonna be me, and I go by Jay.
You didn't even say welcome to the open floor.
I was gonna get there, but you ain't let me be great.
Welcome to the open floor. I'm Day.
Welcome to the open floor. I'm Jay. Is that better?
This is episode number 2.
Is that better?
Yes.
All right, cool. As long as we cool, we good. And today's episode, we're going to be talking about what?
The pros and cons of living together.
Ooh.
This is both of our first times living with somebody.
Yep.
And how long have we been living together?
What, 2 years?
2 years.
Too long, mother.
I think August makes 2 years.
August makes it 2 years?
Yeah.
So you want to give the backstory of how I got here, or you want to just like dive?
Sure,
right,
give
into
the backstory.
I'll give it
to
you.
I don't really remember, so you can go ahead.
All right. Now, what happened? We were talking, right? Uh-huh. I met you in like April, right?
Okay, that and sounds like
hanging
a good
out
month.
May, June, July, whatever. I gotta go back a little bit. My mom was in the process of moving, mm-hmm. and she just kept asking me. She was like, "Yo, are you coming with me, or you getting your own spot?" Mm-hmm. Now I was like, "I think I want my own spot." So I was really just like trying to find something. And I wouldn't say to no prevail I didn't find anything, but
it was easier for you to move in with me.
Well, you offered. I was trying to get to that point. But
we talked about it. I
told
didn't
you about
offer
it, and you no you did offer.
I didn't offer.
Yes,
I made
did
it a discussion. I asked. Whoa. You
that's an offer. That sound like an offer to me. That's an offer, man. But yeah, you offered, and I talked it over with my mom, and long story short, I'm here.
Yeah.
I moved in, and yeah, it's been
a roller coaster,
definitely.
Mm-hmm. I will say this, no relationship is perfect, especially ours, because mm-hmm. we moved in with each other so early, so I feel like right off the bat, we had no choice but to really get to know each other.
Yeah. Like, we was getting to know each other.
Already, I'm just
a
saying.
A good little amount, but like,
but it,
living
people
together.
Say, if you want to see somebody's true colors, live with them.
What you trying to say? What's my true colors? That's what I need to know.
We'll get there. Oh. That's what the podcast is about.
So you want to just dive right into this, or you want to, how you want to do this? How you want to do this?
That's so funny. I'm going to ask you how you feel about living with me. What's your pros? What's your cons of living with me?
Okay. From my perspective, I'm going to start with the pros, and you know, you can give me your pros.
That's
all right. Then
people usually start with the pros, then go to the cons.
Well, nah, you can start with the cons, get everything riled up, and then give it the pros, and then you know, smooth it out. Because you never know, we might fight
out
at the end of this podcast.
Might slap you. Like,
there's some stuff we don't know.
Why the hell you said that?
You know? So, I think the biggest pro is coming home to a person that you love. Like, that
aww.
Was... That was new to me.
So you coming
just
home
saying,
to your mother?
Like, nah. My mom was never really home. Like, I came home before my mother. And she'll peek her head in the door and make sure I'm in it, and then just walk out. I'm like, hi. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so you're saying it's a little different because we actually interact with each other. We're
I'm in a relationship
like sharing
with
a room
you.
And
so
shit.
It's like, that's the biggest pro for me. It's another pro. I like cooking together.
You like when we cook together?
That's a pro for me.
We haven't been doing that lately.
Yeah, I know. And we'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
We'll get to that. Pro, it was another pro. That I asked. That was something.
Jamal! We are not talking about my butt.
We will. We can and we will. This
I
is our
you.
Podcast and the floor is open, so we can talk about whatever.
Whatever.
And then how Cardi B said, oh,
whatever.
What she said?
Whatever.
Forever. That's what she said.
No.
She said forever. If yeah. You like Cardi.
I do like Cardi.
But we ain't gonna get into that. You know what I'm saying? How you not
gonna right,
Cardi
you
B
go
style?
Away.
But yeah,
left.
What's another pro for me?
I don't know. Having your own space.
pretty, kind of in my own space in my mom room. Nobody really come in my room. I kept it locked, so.
Well, I don't know. I just thought that was something you might say because the dining room is pretty much like your art studio. Like, you make music in here. You paint in here. We're doing our podcast in here. Like, literally everything goes down.
Yeah.
Creativity-wise in a dining room.
I get where you're coming from, but...
You have, like, separate spaces.
The same way in my mom's house.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think that's... You might shoot me in the foot, but that's the only thing I think on my pros. But I'm, like, on the spot right now. So I'm like, I should have wrote this down.
Maybe we should have planned this a little bit.
I
should have
wrote
better.
This one down before I came. But, what's you? Yeah,
you
wanna
put me in the hot seat
now? You in the hot seat. Yeah, what's your pros? What is your pros?
I'll definitely steal from you saying coming home to somebody. Like, I don't know about you, but say if I was to, like, go to my aunt's house or you spend a night at your mom's house, it feels different. Like,
yeah,
just being here by yourself. And mind you, I lived here a long time by myself, so it's different now. Like, your stuff is here, you know?
Yeah.
It's not gonna be easy getting rid of you.
Yeah, my stuff is here.
Your stuff is here, for sure.
I remember, like, packing it up and putting it all in there. I was like, I'm really in here.
Oh my God, let me tell you. I swear, like, you moved here overnight. Like, it was one night, none of your stuff was here, and then the next night, everything was here. And I was like,
I don't think it was that fast.
That's how I felt, okay? No, but literally, you moved in one shot. You didn't have, like, multiple things to get.
Oh, no. I have a lot of my mother.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, it yeah. happened fast.
I
it was kind of like a shock. Like, damn, I gotta share my closet.
You opened the closet space for me.
It's a decent sized closet.
You gave me
it's
that
a walk-in
size.
Closet. Like, I was gonna say no. Don't put none of your shit in the closet. That what the hell? We're sharing now, okay?
It started with a drawer though. That's what it started.
It started with a drawer.
Yeah, I got a drawer first. Like, you can put your stuff in this drawer. I remember you taking your stuff out of one side of the drawer, like the drawer, and giving me like that particular side.
This was before you moved in.
Nah, hell no.
I don't remember the drawer situation.
Here, but I wasn't leaving nothing yet. Like,
right.
I used to come over here and chill, and, you know, we spend the night.
Yeah.
But, like, I ain't never leave nothing. But, like, when I moved here, you, like, gave me that particular
I don't remember
side.
The drawer situation, but I remember we situated the closet.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have X side, I'm going to have X side. But, another pro. So, what some people might not know about you.
What? Oh, you want me to tell them or you going to
tell them? No, I'm going to tell them. But I don't, I was going to call you like a housekeeper, but I don't want to say that.
Oh, well, good Lord.
I'm just saying, like, Jamal cleans, he cooks. He doesn't mind doing it.
I don't mind.
So,
I'm just
I have to give props to his mother because.
Yeah.
She raised him right, I guess.
Super domesticated.
Super domesticated. Like, it's no, like, gender roles with us.
Yeah.
It's no, like, oh, since I'm the woman, I have to cook and clean.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't mind cooking and cleaning. And I love that, especially now, like, me being pregnant, the days I don't feel well, I have you to take care of me. Like, it's not like, damn, I don't know how to boil water.
I'm a slave for...
Oh my God.
I'm playing. Like, I don't mind doing that at all. Especially, like,
you.
Before, I never really mind. I didn't expect anything. Like, when I come
home. You
didn't
home, expect me to, like,
nah.
clean up after you?
No. Like, I think that's too, like, masculine. For me, I'd be like.
It's old school.
I clean up. I don't care. I cook. I don't care.
Like, I don't.
Yeah.
I won't say I don't know. About a woman being domesticated, but my mother is not domesticated at all, and she will tell you that real fast. Like, my mother will tell you that she's not domesticated. Like, don't expect my mother to cook. She has gotten better at it, though. She has gotten better at it, I will say that. But growing up, she didn't cook every day. Like, she had a 9-to-5, so by the time she's getting home and unwinding, we then already had Chef Boyardee or, like, carry out. Like, that was a is that?
Yeah. I mean, my mom just taught me all of that. Like, well, I kind of was in the kitchen. Like,
with your mother?
Yeah. I would watch her cook. That's how I know how to cook.
I never had, like, any... Like, oh, I want to cook. Like, my grandmother, Gloria, she always cooked. Mm. Pop, he always cooked. He still cooked to this day. Yeah. Like, Papa's always cooking. I don't even eat beef right now, but I could go for one of Pop's steaks. But I just never had the desire to be in the kitchen. Like, I always had other people cooking for me.
Yeah.
But, like, when I moved out here and I was by myself, I'm like, damn, I have no choice but to cook. I can't be eating Wendy's and carry out every night.
Yeah, and that's kind of like one of the reasons why I kind of cook, especially being a guy. Like, mm-hmm. I ain't gonna say we don't, but a lot of dudes don't take the time to try to cook. Yeah. Even that, it don't even have to be like extravagant meals. You know how to cook like simple shit.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's normal because I seen my grandfather cooking like growing up my entire life, but yeah, like I'm used to somebody cooking for me.
Make sense.
And food tastes better when other people cook it. Like, I don't care what nobody say.
You right.
Oh my god, can we talk about the chicken you made the other day?
Well, I made it twice.
You made it twice. That's how much it was. That's how good it was.
Yeah.
What did you put on the chicken? Can you tell us that, or is it a secret recipe?
Ain't no secret recipe. I literally grabbed all of the seasonings in the cabinet.
Don't say all, cause.
Like, well, the ones we got, that's all I had. It was like seasonal.
How many was it?
It was maybe like 4 or 5.
Okay. Because people be having like seasoning racks.
Oh, no. Well, mm-mm.
No, we not that
fancy. I ain't
fancy.
That good of a cook to be like, oh, this is parsley and this is, you put just nutmeg and this. I'm like, I used to watch Emerald, though.
You used to watch what?
Emerald?
What is that?
You never watched Emerald Lagasse? You be cooking? The chef guy?
Nah, you gotta show me who that is.
Oh, you just lost a lot of cool points.
I've been thinking sometimes we grew up in like different places all together.
So many cool points.
Who the hell is Emerald?
That's one of your cons right there. Not knowing who Emerald is. she done fat guy. I was always watching like Food Network. He'll come on TV. He'll cook right there.
In front of you.
You know, for the fans and everything. Can't believe you never see him.
Alright, how about this? I'm pretty sure I know who you're talking about.
Oh, cool. But I don't remember. For that one, bro.
Whatever. My next pro would probably be... I know I've said this to you before, and I'm going to just get a little personal, I guess. When I was living here by myself, I barely did anything. Like, I did the bare minimum when it came to decorating or anything.
Uh-huh.
Like, those mirrors on the walls was, like, the most I ever did. But, you came in and, like, you put your artwork on the walls, and we brought paintings, and we painted the bedroom.
Yeah.
I put our pictures up. We have, like, a Polaroid camera. I put those pictures up. So, I'll say... I guess you turned my house into a home, I guess.
But
I'm rolling my eyes as I say this.
But like, that was your doing, though. Like,
it was us.
It was more so you. I'm not good at decor. Like, that's never been my thing.
All right, it might have been my idea, but I guess you have with you and your art, you inspired me to do it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you didn't say anything nice or sentimental about me.
I'm sorry.
Whatever. I'm gonna kick you under the table.
If your legs can reach.
I can't reach.
Your legs can't reach.
Shut up.
Little lady.
Alright, you wanna get into the con?
Get into the con. I'm gonna let you start with the con.
Why? I gotta start
because
with the cons.
I started with the pros. You can get into the cons.
Oh my god. Why are you putting me on the spot like this?
You want me to do it?
Go ahead. Because I can't even think about anything, to be honest.
Alright, well.
Oh, he about to spill some tea.
Suit up for this one. It's like, nah. The cons of... Is it living with you or just somebody? Well, no, I live with you. I don't live with nobody else.
Right.
The con for me, it's like you leave your clothes everywhere, bro.
I leave them where?
Everywhere.
Where?
Every little place you can just fling your clothes off.
Okay.
That's a con.
I could admit to that because... And this goes back to my mother again, because every time she would get home, she would undress in the bathroom. So that's like what I grew up seeing. So that's what I do. Like, I undress in the bathroom and they go to the side. Like, that's, I don't want them anymore.
Nah, sometimes they be a little all everywhere too, though. Yeah.
Like in the bedroom or something?
In the bedroom, out here.
Oh, yeah. Like, then you come home the other day and you're like, why is your jeans in the middle of the floor?
Exactly. I'm like, what?
Because when I get home, I want to get out of these clothes as soon as possible. Like, I'm not going to walk around in the clothes I had on all day. No. Give me some shorts. Give me some pajamas. I need to get out of these clothes ASAP.
Like, we got to get you another, like, a separate bin.
A bin?
When you want to just take your stuff off.
So we just going to put bins all around the house for clothes?
Well, for you, maybe. I know where to take my clothes off at. What's another con? Yeah, I think it goes back to being domesticated.
Mm-hmm.
You don't wash dishes, bro.
I hate washing dishes. And I've told you that. Like, I'd rather cook before I wash dishes. And I equally... Well, I don't equally, but I feel some type of way about both of them. So,
exactly.
I will cook before I wash dishes.
Don't wash dishes.
Like, I will wash the clothes before I do dishes.
I done washed dishes so many times.
I'm sorry, we don't have a dishwasher.
And the thing about it, like... You know how we eat in the room, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you bring the dishes from the room.
Yeah.
To the
and I don't wash them.
No, not you don't wash it. It'd be like shit in a cup. I'd be like, why is it a Q-tip in this cup in the sink? Why did you throw the Q-tip in the trash and then put the cup in the sink? So I'm like, yo, I gotta really wash these dishes, bro. And like, you will like pile them up and just look at it and walk out the kitchen. I'm like,
is it bad to say, because I know you're gonna do it?
Hey, hella bad. Like, what? Go back. I'm a slave for you.
I'm gonna kill you.
Girl, you just be looking like, I ain't watching that shit. I know he gonna do it. So. It's dope. What's another con? I don't think I got it. I think it was the only two that like, really type bother me somehow.
Okay.
Like, honestly.
Okay.
If I think of it, I'll say it.
later
on in this podcast.
All right. It's time for my cons.
Definitely time for your cons. She ain't got nothing.
No, I would say sharing space with you.
What?
Yeah. Like, it is a pro because...
Excuse me.
I love you being here, but it's also a con because I have to share.
Oh, you're not used to sharing?
I won't say I'm not used to sharing. I have siblings. I've shared rooms.
Sibling.
Right. I'm the oldest. I've always been used to sharing, but it's different sharing with a sibling, especially a sister. I don't have any brothers.
Okay.
So it's different from sharing with a girl than going to share with a guy.
Okay. Makes sense. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. How you feel like I have my clothes everywhere, I feel like your shit is everywhere too.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa, whoa. Whoa, man. What you mean my stuff be everywhere?
You have music equipment, your art that you haven't hung up for some reason. It's in the dining room. It's in the bedroom. So before it would just be my crap, but now it's mine and your crap.
But you got clothes, panty drawers, and socks, and jeans. I just got a couple of canvases here and there.
Okay.
And the music equipment, I pack it up and put it in the closet when I ain't using.
When you feel like it.
When I'm not using.
When you feel like it.
But when I'm not using.
When you feel like it. We are pointing fingers at each other, by the way.
Name a time that I didn't put this up when I wasn't using.
It's been times you left it at the dining room table.
I don't even record. You know what? I don't record out here. I know.
But it be out here.
No.
Yes.
For Robin and them, yeah, but not for me.
It be out
like,
here, period.
No, see, period. Recently it started to come out. When you ain't home, I'm recording in the room. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Whatever.
Out here lying on me. That's why I told you we should have started with the cons first. And then did the pros, because we about to whoop each other ass in here.
I'm still trying to kick him under the table, and I still can't.
It ain't gonna reach, man.
I'm not gonna be able to.
What else? What else cons you got? Just bastard. Yeah, she ain't got no cons. I really can't think
of anything. Like,
I ain't that bad.
It's not that bad living with each other. I feel like once we got over the initial shock and reaction of finally living together, it's pretty much been smooth sailing.
Yeah, we'll get into our little spats.
Yeah, we have our moments where we don't like each other.
Yeah, I don't like you at all.
Yeah, he tells me every day he doesn't like my face, which I don't think is nice.
That's a joke.
But I wonder how other couples feel, because we moved in so fast. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure other people were like, oh, I've known him for 5 years and we're finally moving in together. Like, how do you feel from being in a long-term relationship, then moving in? When I told, I believe it was my grandmother, when I told her that you were moving in with me, or that you lived with me, I don't know which one I told, but whichever way, when I told her we were living together, she was like, yeah, you might as well do it early, get it out the way, because if you don't like them, you know, get rid of them now, instead of waiting like 5-6 years, so figure that out.
Yeah, my mom just, when I told her I was moving, she's just like, it's going to be different. I'm like, yeah, you might be right. And she was hella right, too.
What's so different?
Because, like, when I was living with my mom, like, I kind of was just in my room most of the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
He was on your dolo stuff.
Yeah, I didn't really care to, like, be out in the living room that much. But it's different. I guess because it's, like you said, there's a siblings. I have my sisters and shit like that. And my mom. And I'm living with somebody that is not my sibling.
Yeah. And we're in relations.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember the first thing I cooked here, though.
What did you cook here?
Spaghetti.
I don't even remember that.
I do.
I remember.
You took a picture of me on some creep shit.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember that now.
Yeah.
But I also remember you were making breakfast. And he put the syrup, like, all the way on the top of the cabinet where he knows. I'm only 5'1". I cannot reach that.
I'm 6'9".
Lies. Just like Emmanuel said to Justina, lies. He built like an iPhone. He said she's built like an iPhone. Oh, my gosh. That was too funny.
6'9". Okay.
5'9".
You can hear. I'm not even 5'9". I wish.
What are you?
5'7".
Oh, God.
Damn, what you mean? Oh, God. What you? She got a preference. Oh, God.
No, I don't. I haven't dated anybody, like, super tall. I haven't dated somebody 6'1".
You 5'1". 5'7". It is 6'9". You better take it in.
Let's talk about relationship, period. Don't you hate? Or you tell me, have you had this experience? But girls would have, like, this whole, like, laundry list of things they want from a guy. Like, he gotta have a car, he gotta have a house, he has to have a PhD.
Hell yeah.
He gotta have no kids, no ex-wives, he gotta be 6'1", he gotta be a freaking NBA player. Like
Trey
they
Songz and Chris Brown and Boris Kojo. I'm like, damn.
Yeah. They want you to be, like, everybody, just mixed.
But the rebuttal to that is, like, why is it wrong when a guy says he wants XYZ in a girl?
I don't think it's wrong. Because everybody has their preference. Everybody wants certain things out of relationships. Mm-hmm. Some people are more picky than others.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've heard girls say that shit, but it ain't affect me. Because I'm like, look, you looking for the tall ones. You missing out on this short loving right here.
If it's loving that you go want, ahead. You should make me okay.
You missing out. Hey, look, I'm a solid guy.
You solid?
I think I'm a hell of a catch. Don't you think so?
I'm with you.
I'm about to say, damn, she took too long.
I'm having a baby with you, so I would think so.
Yeah. But, yeah, I've definitely heard that from girls.
Yeah. I don't really hear from guys, though. I hear it mostly from girls.
Because most guys, we just want a big ass and big titty and a pretty face.
No, guys want to know if you could cook, though. Guys want to know if you could cook. That's one thing I've heard. I don't want to be with no girl who can't cook.
Yeah.
We going to be at my mama's house every weekend then.
Nigga, you better learn how to cook. I'm going to tell y'all right now, all the guys right now, if you ever listen to this podcast, if you cook, you know how to cook.
Psst, you get pussy. Jamal, you out of line. I'm saying.
I'm way out of pocket for that.
I appreciate that Jamal can cook, knows how to cook, doesn't mind cooking.
Let me say that vicariously. Yeah, I think a guy should know how to cook. You should want to know how to cook, bro.
Just
for your own sake, not just for the sake of that shit. But
yeah, I don't know. I don't want to say that guys have fallen into the stereotype. Is it a stereotype? A stereotype of that a woman has to cook? Is that a stereotype?
I think so. I say
yeah. Yeah.
Just stigma, stereotype.
Right. I think I'd rather stigma. They fall into the stigma that a woman has to cook for them. A woman has to clean for them.
Yeah.
The woman has to take care of
children. I don't like that
shit
because I got sisters. I'm sorry. And I don't want no dude to be feeling like you supposed to. Because I'd drop kick your ass if my sister would come here. Yes. Who is this nigga? I cook for you, babe. He know how to cook. I don't know how to cook. I ain't gonna never learn. Oh, you gonna learn today. You gonna fucking learn today.
I don't know if I'm pointing a finger at myself by saying this, but I just feel like it's kind of selfish.
What?
When you only depend on one person to do certain things.
Hell yeah. I don't depend on anybody. Well, I try not to.
But I'm saying, you don't feel like I depend on you too much to do things around the house.
Who, you?
Yeah, me. No. Depend on you.
Like, what do I, like what?
Cooking, cleaning.
Nah, I don't feel like you depend on me. You don't mind me doing it. I don't even mind doing it.
Yeah. Like last night you couldn't sleep, so you cleaned up.
I always clean up when I can't sleep.
Right.
I'm gonna let this is a secret. I clean up when I'm mad. Like, I remember we got into that big ass fight, right? And
I'm rolling my eyes right
like
now.
Young, I cleaned this place top to bottom. Like, I was just like,
I won't lie, I left and came back and the house was spotless. Like,
closet,
you know,
clean, bathroom,
you know,
clean.
In the cartoons when they trying to like emphasize that something is clean and it like sparkles. It was sparkling. Yeah.
It was clean. I was up like 7 in the morning doing that. You know, I'm like, and I had to go to work. So I'm like, oh well.
Yeah, I think everybody has their different things. Like with me, if I can't sleep, I'm staying in the bed. I'm laying here until it finally happens. But it's like you can't stay still. You gotta move.
Yeah, I don't like sitting in the bed too long. This has never been a thing for me. It's actually pretty like sad if you ask me.
What, laying
for
in the bed?
Me, yeah, like for no reason.
It's comfortable. It's relaxing. You're supposed to relax in the
bed. I don't know. Maybe because I've always been on go.
Always
on go. Always trying to do something.
I just see our child just running wild right behind you. Like, you doing a flip, he doing a flip. You doing a flip, he doing a flip. You running, he running.
But if he take out the you, don't try to blame. If my child is hyper, don't try to blame me.
It's half for you.
Well, it's half for you too.
All right, so he might take after your half, not my half.
Right, I hope you know what. Matter of fact, I hope you take out my hat so we can aggravate the hell out you.
I'm gonna lock both of y'all in the closet. Just staying here together.
We'll turn that closet into a playpen. Watch.
Open the closet up. They got a whole fort going.
What's going on, man?
In the closet.
She was ways lost. Like, oh, these niggas, man. You better hope it ain't a boy.
No, I actually want a boy.
I'm just saying. Well, yeah.
Your girl could be active with you too.
I can't be rough with a girl.
Why not?
It's a girl. What do you mean?
Why not? Like, no. You do wrestling moves on me. Why can't you do it with your daughter?
That's not the same thing. You're a full blown adult.
You know what? I didn't like that answer.
Yeah, I can't be rough with a girl though, bro. You know what I'm saying? Let me think of another con because, like, I don't think two is enough.
I feel like two isn't enough neither, and I feel like we're gonna turn this off and we're gonna be like, damn, I didn't say this.
Damn, I should have said that. Right?
Oh, why you say this?
I don't know if this is maybe. Oh, no, I don't think I'm gonna say it. Should I say it?
I don't know what the hell you wanna say.
Nah, I ain't gonna say it.
I can read your mind to.
I'm sorry. That's, anytime somebody say read your mind, that song goes to.
What did I say?
Huh?
What did I say? Oh, read your mind.
Yeah.
Oh.
Stop singing. Singing ain't your thing. Oh, let me, matter of fact, maybe it's weird to me because...
Oh, I got another con.
Con for me.
Okay.
Is using the bathroom with the door open.
I was going to say you locking the door using the bathroom. Like, what you got to hide? Every time he goes in the bathroom, even if it's just a pee, he's locking the door.
That's how I grew up.
All right, and I grew up with the doors open.
Forced to, like, you know, you peeing and... You know, my sister walked past the door and see my Johns and be like, close the damn door.
So all right, I'm used to this is the thing for me. Old girl household. Like, it was my mother and I have three sisters. It was, like, it's been points where it was just us in the house. We ain't have no reason to close the door.
You see, I have sisters and brothers, so they don't
Right, you lived in a mixed house. So I understand that. Like, if I have a daughter and a son, I would expect my son to close the door, my daughter to close the door.
Even if you have a daughter, she closing that door, regardless of a boy having a son or not. She's going to close the door when she's in the bathroom. I feel like...
So do you want me to start closing the door?
If you want to, but...
I don't want to.
Well, don't.
You complaining about it.
I'm not complaining. I'll just be like...
A con is a complaint.
Spell complaint.
I didn't say it spelled it.
Oh, shut up. But yeah, it's not really a complaint. It's just, it's still kind of weird. I'm like, well, I'm used to it when I like first got here. I'm like, is this the door?
Yeah. Okay. He looked at me so side eyed. Like, I really believe you stopped in the doorway and was like, why didn't you close the door? And I'm like, well, you know, I'm comfortable using the bathroom with the door open. I don't.
What you mean? Like, what do I got to have? You ever heard of, like, the bathroom being, like, privacy? You never heard of that? Like, just, that's your time?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's, like...
But my time can be my time with the door open.
Like, on top of that, when I go do the number two, you don't need to see them faces that I make. That's... We don't need that.
That's funny. No, but it's kind of annoying now because you lock the door and you get in a shower and I'm knocking on the door like...
That was only twice.
Jamal, I have
to
pee.
And I let you in. I let you in every time.
Don't but I gotta wait. What if it's a real emergency?
Piss on yourself.
You know what?
Get your attention.
That's what you're saying.
But I've let you in the bathroom though. Like,
yeah, but you
I've
take
never,
too
like,
damn
not
long.
Say no. Oh, you can't go in the bathroom. Cause
I didn't say you said that. I'm just saying you take too damn long to unlock the door and open it after you get out the shower.
All right, so my question, you know how they say if you can shit, if, you know,
what?
Let's say, I'm trying to put this together, right? You seen the picture of, like, a guy on a toilet and a girl brushing her teeth or something?
Mm-hmm.
Is that considered a real relationship? Or?
I won't say that because we don't do stuff like that.
Yeah, so...
If I'm brushing my teeth, you brushing your teeth too.
I don't want to shit while you brush it. I think that's nice.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I want to be in the mirror doing my hair while you're on the toilet.
Yeah, I wouldn't even.
I'm just saying, you're not comfortable.
We can be 20 years in. I'm like, get out. I got to shit. Like, move. I feel like.
No, a real relationship is us being in a committed relationship and us splitting. I said a committed relationship is us being together, mm-hmm. committed to each other, and taking care of our household.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I do a good job.
Paying bills.
Yeah. We split that shit.
Yeah.
I ain't missed a payment yet.
Missed a what?
A payment. Nothing.
Payment?
Yeah.
So, do you agree with the fact that the man should pay all the bills?
No.
I think that goes back to the stigma of what men and women should do in relationships.
Like gender roles.
Yeah, gender roles. Do you remember the show The Honeymooners? I think it was like an all black and white TV show. It only came on like really late, late night.
I was just watching a movie.
I didn't know it was a movie.
The one with Cedric the Entertainer, my guess. But yeah, I was just watching a movie. But I know
I'm talking about like the one.
I never watched the
one.
Show, but I know it.
Okay, so basically in The Honeymooners, it was black and white. I don't want to say what year it was, but it was back.
1902.
I doubt it was that old, but it's an older TV show.
Yeah.
And basically in the TV show, it was a wife, a husband, and all the wife did was cook and clean. She stayed home, and the husband would go to work. And when he would come home, he would bitch, moan, and complain about working and being tired, and he expected his food to be, like, on the table when he got home.
I don't expect that. I never, like, even as a kid growing up, like, I never expected it. Like, I don't know. Maybe my mom just taught me a little too much. Maybe so. But do you agree with that?
No, I don't. Like I just said, my grandfather does the cooking.
Not just like, cooking, just like...
I'm just saying that's an example. Like, my grandfather stays at home, but he contributes to the house by cooking and cleaning.
I'm saying, do you agree that a man should pay all the bills?
No. Like, okay. I'm trying to use that as an example.
Oh, I'm sorry. I saw. Oh, my God.
Oops. Yeah, like, especially in my family... I don't know about yours. I'm pretty sure in yours, too. But in my family, I've seen the women do most of the work.
Oh, yeah. The women are hustlers in my family.
Yeah. Like, yeah,
they bossed up. All the women.
The women cook, clean, take care of the kids.
I remember my aunt, I don't know if it's like an analogy, but it's like around the Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton race. Mm-hmm. She came and she said, like, who hold down the house? I was like, the woman. Who makes sure everything right? Woman. And I was like, she said, I rest my case.
So she basically saying Hillary should have been president.
Yeah, she basically said Hillary should have been president. But like, it was a cool little analogy that she used. I wasn't even thinking of that. But yeah, the women, it's majority women in my family. So
yeah.
Like, aside from my mom teaching me shit, like my aunts and my grandmother, they all taught me. And my sisters, them motherfuckers, boy. They taught me some shit. Just like, sometimes just by watching them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they'll, you know, sit down with me and tell me things here and there. But yeah, they taught me a lot. So the women,
I feel like you had that. Oh my God, what is the word I'm looking for?
Respect?
No.
What, training? Domestication?
No, like, I don't have older siblings. So I didn't have anybody telling me.
Oh, okay.
Or like giving me advice or anything like that. So it's like I had to kind of find my own way. But you have that. I really can't find a word I'm trying to say. God. Why are you laughing at me?
What was
that? I'm trying to find the word.
Video recording next time. I can see your hands.
Oh my God, we should do that. Right. Record these so we can put them on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. Let it rain.
She's from New York.
That's all that is.
That is all.
Stop it, because I bet you if I do a beat on this table, you gonna start singing go-go.
If you can do a go-go beat.
I can't. I'll probably end up doing something sound like Joe Budden.
You gotta get out, guys. You gotta go down, bro. You most definitely gotta go. That could be a podcast next.
What?
DC versus New York.
Maybe. Because you, oh my God, you always have something to say about New York.
We ain't gonna get into that right now.
We not.
Yeah, we'll get there if we want to get there.
A different podcast.
Yeah.
Different conversation for a different day.
Different day.
Hey, you want to wrap this up then?
You want to wrap it up now? Because we can wrap it up unless you got some more pros and cons.
Yeah.
What you got?
Brush your teeth.
Brush your damn teeth.
Breath be stinking.
Oh no! Nah. See, you gotta go. You gotta go. I think another pro for me, you just be chilling. Like, I don't gotta worry about anything when I come home. Or...
Oh, you trying to say I'm not a nagging housewife? That's what you trying to say?
Yeah, you be cool. Like, you come home chilling, watching TV or something. I'm like, oh, she chilling. So, it's a pro.
That's
not
just
a con.
That's just my personality.
Yeah, it's a pro.
Yeah, I'm laid back. I'm chill.
When you wanna be.
What you mean?
When you turned up, you turned up.
All right, your point.
You stubborn.
I'm not.
Yeah.
How?
Very.
You're stubborn.
I know. I ain't even gonna deny it.
All right.
But
no, you can't
deny
it.
Then again, I'm not.
Your mother was over here the other day, and she
ain't
said
wrong
it.
Wrong answer.
And she
ain't
said it.
Wrong answer.
And I'm like,
ain't
I'm
wrong
glad
answer.
I don't have to say it. Don't try to talk over me, so they can't hear what I'm trying to say.
I turn your mic down.
You ain't right.
Yeah, I ain't that stubborn. Anything else? You got anything else?
No, I'm good. I can't think of anything.
Once this podcast over, you think about some cons. On some pros.
We gonna come back to the drawing board.
You know what? Ain't no drawing board.
It is. This mic. That laptop. This is
Sharpie.
Board. This Sharpie.
You know what I'm saying? Sharpie the drawing board. You can't erase nothing.
Yeah, shut up.
All right, I think just wrap it up, man.
All right. Thanks, guys, for tuning in to episode 2 of the Open Floor.
And stay tuned for episode 3.
Tres.
That's 3 in Spanish, right?
Yes.
I took French. I'm out.
Good night, guys.